Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for your NFL Power Rankings on the home of America's team. Tonight, it's going to be the Browns and the Jets on DFW Sports Station. Thank you guys for turning it on, leaving it on. Brian brought us at 8:40 along with a George Lopez ticket giveaway. 877-881-1053 is the Autoflex Leasing fan text. 877-881-1053. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go with it. Or I can give you where the Cowboys are. Let's go to the Cowboys in the national rankings first. NFL.com has the Cowboys. You want to guess what number they're at? What range?
13.
19. Above them, in order, the Broncos, the Dolphins, the Steelers, the Ravens, the Bears, the Bengals, the Saints, the Chargers, and Carolina. ESPN, with their power rankings, and I just skipped USA Today because I always view them as a bunch of trolls anyway. But when you look at ESPN's power rankings, before we get to our top five, Carolina is at number 14, Denver at 15, Miami at 16, your Cowboys at number 17, right above the 49ers, the Ravens, and the Titans. So here we go. 877-881-1053. Start us off with number five, RJ.
Struggle with number five.
That's my hardest one.
Yeah, I struggle with number five. I was pretty easy on the early guys, but I struggled here. I went with New England. With New England, number five.
Did Josh Gordon factor into that at all?
Not a sec. Not for a heartbeat. They would have been number five with or without Josh Gordon if they were going to be in it at all. They did not look good this past week. They've got problems, but I view early season New England differently than early season everybody else because I know how the Patriots have, you know, basically run their organization over the last few years, which is they've stumbled out of the gates. They figure things out better than anybody else. I expect that to happen, so I have New England at number five.
Roy?
I expect that to happen, but the question I guess I always try to ask myself is if they played right now, and I know last week I think I did it with Carson Wentz and Nick Foles. Yeah. Well, Carson Wentz is back, so I've got the Eagles still in that spot, but I actually have New England just out. I have them at six. I have Jacksonville at five.
Jacksonville at five?
Jacksonville just beat them.
Yeah, Jacksonville should be higher.
How are they five?
Nah,
I mean, questions about the offense for sure.
They scored 31 points.
I understand all that against a New England defense that I think people have a lot of question marks as well about. I just can't quite buy into the defense in Jacksonville doing everything for them. I know it's a little unfair. It's really all based on Bortles, and I still am not sold on Bortles. I still don't believe in him. I know he had a good game last week. I don't think he's improved significantly, so I'm just going to take a wait-and-see approach with Jacksonville because, again, I think the four teams I got above him would all beat him if they played him this week.
Woo! All right, I'm going to pay attention to these four. I was torn between, I'm not even factoring in New England right now until I see Josh Gordon. I was worried about their explosion. Something was bothering me about them. They got worked. That was no fluke. They got dominated. I'm torn between Green Bay and Atlanta, and I'm going to barely side with the Packers. The Packers against Chicago, I was worried about Green Bay, but I think Chicago's proven to be a decent team, and they still went toe-to-toe with the Vikings, who I had as a top two team last week, maybe the class of the NFC. So, yeah, you worry about Rodgers, but they got robbed. They should have beaten Minnesota. They got robbed with that Clay Matthews hit. So I'm going to have Green Bay at number five, and I feel pretty good about it. Number four.
Number four, I have Philadelphia. Carson Wentz is back. Factoring in Carson Wentz there. They probably will struggle with him initially. But this is...
The reason I'm keeping Philly out of my top five is because I judge it by who would win today.
Okay.
And I'm going to have to see Wentz. Like, I'm going to have to see Wentz do it before I'm like, okay, they're back to that squad. Yeah. I fully expect them to be, but I mean, he's got to be rusty.
Oh, there's no doubt. You know, I'm looking at it kind of in that vein, but I'm looking at it more not necessarily who would win, but who should win, who would be favored in the game. Like, if I were to think who would I favor in this game, even though Carson's going to be rusty, you still have to favor the Eagles in most of these games. So I'll take Philadelphia there.
I got Philadelphia at four as well. Same reasons as Choppy does. The defense looks incredibly strong still. They're only getting stronger as Carson Wentz returns from injury. I think Carson will elevate their game, and I think they'll be right back to amongst the top two or three.
Oh, my top five is, I mean, would destroy you guys. Kansas City, number four.
Ooh, awful.
Now, I am expecting Kansas City to regress, but I'm not going to say it's going to happen in just a few days. With Pat Mahomes on fire, 10 touchdowns to start off, can sit there and score with anybody. They're red hot. Their defense is not good, but you're going to pencil them in for 30 no matter who they're playing right now. And I'm going to have the Kansas City Chiefs sitting there at number four. Why is that awful?
Because their defense is awful.
And didn't you have the Chiefs? I'm going to keep you consistent, both of you, throughout these power rankings.
Mm-hmm.
You had the Chiefs in your top five last week.
I don't believe so.
Yeah, you because you did a whole setup. I hate them.
Oh,
I
yes.
Hate their, yeah, so
I did.
I'm remembering.
I did.
That
I
hate
did.
Their uniforms. I hate their stadium. So they get a win, and now it's an awful pick by me? How's that work?
Because we've seen things that have happened. Like their defense
like
is...
Like them scoring 40?
Well, I mean, they gave up 37.
To Pittsburgh.
Well, without Le'Veon Bell. Who do you think that's
you
a big deal?
It doesn't matter.
I do say that, but a lot... I mean, everybody I loves Pittsburgh. You know, they gave up 37 points. Their defense is quite frankly, it's bad. And... I read some stuff last night. This is Andy Reid with Kansas City in his 82 games has been outgained in 57 of them, but he has an over 600 winning percentage. They do things with smoke and mirrors. They've gained 800 yards this year, 800 yards, and they've scored over 80 points. That is a statistical anomaly. That is completely unsustainable that they have done this. They've done this because they've scored on everything. They've scored on defense. They've scored on special teams. They've scored on offense. That's something that can't hold up, and that's why I would not have
it. So you're bumping them after they put up 42.
I'm bumping them.
Okay.
My number three is Minnesota. Defensively, they're tremendous. They've got a kicker now that they can rely on, and I'm a big fan of Kirk Cousins. I like Alex Smith too, but I mean, I think it was a great fit. Honestly, it was a great fit for Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes and what he wants to do. Great fit for Washington and Alex Smith. I think it's a great fit in Minnesota. And it's actually probably a pretty good fit in Denver with Case Keenum. But give me Minnesota at number three with that defense, too.
Power rankings, top 5, 5, 2, 1, 877, 881, 1053. All the folks, you seem fantastic.
And I feel like I am being consistent with the Chiefs. I got them here at three. They're putting up points at an astounding number. They really didn't even need to put up. I mean, I guess they did need to put it into high gear against the Steelers again. But every time the Steelers got into the game, they just said, here's two touchdowns, and you can go back to your bench and go cry to each other or complain to each other or do whatever it is you do on the Pittsburgh Steelers sidelines. I know the defense is in shambles. Eric Berry still hasn't practiced, but at some point they might get him back. And when they do, I think they're going to be improved on that side of the ball. Everything on offense, though, suggests that they don't need their defense to be that good. 40 points is a given because that's what they're averaging through 2 weeks. So I'll have the Chiefs at number three. Patrick Mahomes looks like the real deal.
The Vikings are my number three. I lowered them a little bit, even though I could have kept them in the same place because you're going toe-to-toe on the road at Lambeau, even though they should have lost that game.
They should have won that game. They had a field goal kicker miss two field goals in regulation. Now, again, the Green Bay got lucky. Green Bay was unlucky with the penalty. That was a bad penalty. But if they hit the field goal earlier, they don't have to worry about it. So, like, I could make the case.
How far away was the field goal?
He missed a 35-yarder.
Okay.
He missed a 44-yarder at the end of the first half. Like, those are kicks that Dan Bailey's making.
Either way, the game was a coin flip. So, you go to Lambeau, and you have a coin flip, but the teams that I have above have just been more impressive to start off, but I could have the Vikings at one or three. I have them at three. Number two.
Number two, I have the LA Rams. I would have them at number one, but they've played a worse schedule than, you know.
Like, the Cowboys have coming up.
Right. I mean, they played a college schedule to start their season. It's been abysmal.
Yeah.
So I can't really judge what exactly the LA Rams are. I think we'll get a pretty decent test this week. But playing the Raiders and the Cardinals, I mean, that's not playing much.
Who are they playing this week?
It's Chargers.
Okay.
All right, that's a decent test. Decent. Of course, it's going to be a road game for both teams.
Right.
Because neither one of them have fans, and half the crowd's going to be on their phones anyway.
Right.
So this is like a weird little game there we got going on. But I've got the LA Rams who... You know, I really, really like, obviously, that their defense is tremendous. So give me the Rams at number two.
I got the Minnesota Vikings at number two for the reasons I detailed to you just a minute ago. Sean, I thought they should have won that game. If their kicker makes a couple of field goals, they do win that game. They're 2-0, but even still, they're 1-0-1. They got a tie on their record. It's not really that big of a blemish when you already got a win. And their next couple of games look really good for them, at least from a favorable standpoint. So I will take the Vikings at number two, and I think they could improve to the top spot. They get the Bills this weekend, and then Rams and Eagles. Maybe not as great as I thought.
Number two, Jacksonville. That was no fluke. Mm-mm. That's two straight games that they've been better than the New England Patriots, and I don't even have a question about it. They just choked away the first one in the postseason. Their offensive coordinator called a magnificent game. They did it without their left tackle. They did it without Leonard Fournette. If Blake Bortles grows a little bit of confidence off that, yeah, I'm not going to sit there. People were saying that Jackson was to trade for Antonio Brown, which I don't agree with because Blake could never get him the football. But if they can sit there and be three quarters of that efficiency, then they're going to dominate again. The only reason I don't have them at two is still the offensive / quarterback questions, but Jacksonville is my number two. And Jacksonville's your number one.
And Jacksonville's my number one. I don't know how you can realistically put another team number one after the first 2 weeks outside of the Rams. I think that's the only other one outside of the first 2 weeks that you could realistically put as the number one team. They've been so impressive. Their defense is flat out amazing. When they've got...
You think Kansas City would beat Jacksonville on a neutral field tomorrow?
Right? Yeah, I do think so. I don't think
they'd come. I don't think Kansas City would score 21. Kansas City is going to really. They're going to struggle when somebody stops them, and somebody will stop them eventually.
Right.
You know, because their defense is just not very good.
They really haven't gotten their run game going at all this season, by the way. And Jags and Chiefs face off on the 7th, so they play each other in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, I don't know how. I would not put Kansas City ahead of Jacksonville. I wouldn't put them near Jacksonville. Jacksonville has been just tremendous.
Roy?
Number one, I got the Rams.
Why do you keep turning your microphone off every
Well,
time?
So, I mean, sorry.
Just keep it on.
Don't mean to. I got the Rams, and for all the reasons you guys mentioned. Todd Gurley looks awesome. Their defense is stout. They're the Rams. They did this last season. They led the league in points after being one of the worst teams in the NFL the season before. Their defense is much improved. I don't know what more you want them to do. Fewest points against this season so far through two games. Granted, it's cupcakes, but still, they demolished those cupcakes. They didn't let the Raiders or the Cardinals breathe for a second in those games. I'll be interested to see what they do in the next couple weeks, but for now, I mean, they look like the cream of the crop.
I agree with you for all the reasons that you said. May not go as strong as the cream of the crop, but they have the best roster in the National Football League. Them or Minnesota. On both sides of the ball. And I just believe a little bit more in their offense than Jacksonville. And I would believe in the Rams defense limiting the Jags offense. But that was the 1 and 2 choice for me. So my 1 through 5. Autoflex Leasing Fan Techs for years. Rams 1. Jacksonville 2. Minnesota 3. Gosh almighty, that's a strong top 3. No, I'm not saying mine, but those three teams. Kansas City 4. Green Bay 5. With Atlanta on the outside. And filthy on the outside, waiting for the Carson Wentz return.
I got Jacks, Rams, Mini, through the same top three, just a slightly different order. I got Philadelphia and New England.
I have the Rams at 1, the Vikings at 2, the Chiefs at 3, Eagles at 4, Jaguars at 5, Patriots, Packers, Saints right behind them. And man, ooh, I mean,
the Saints. I think
about the Saints, right? The Saints can't even get into the top 6.
Saints can't get in the top 5 or 6. Man, that's a strong NFC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.